Oi, oi! Bang, 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 God knows that noise. Bang, bang, bones in the grass.
We can only hope, I suppose, they're shooting one another.
It's impossible to tell without venturing down there.
I recommended against that, Squire.
Did you?
Then I agree with you, Silver, for once.
And if they're still alive down there?
By tomorrow, all the treasure will be loaded. We'll set sail and leave them behind.
Behind? Here?
Don't recall them being so merciful towards my own meat and bone. Nah, let them rot. That's what I say.
Duly noted and agreed with, Grey.
We can leave a few things here. If they've the gumption to climb up and claim them. Some powder, shot, the bulk of the salt goat.
The goat, sir? Them goats been gone to all the trouble of stalking and killing and salting and storing. My goats, they've eaten them dogs.
You're leaving the island, Ben. You'll have to broaden your appetites.
You mean cheese, sir? Cheese?
Cheese galore, Ben. From Parmesan to Stilton, Swiss to a solid English cheddar.
Cheddar? A yellow cheddar? Stilton, stinging blue rat's arse. Stilton all sweet, sir, sweet.
Each to their own, Ben. I'll leave them some basic medicines, too. Some tools, clothing, rope, a spare sail, tobacco.
And what hope, sir?
Hope?
What hope of ever getting off this island?
I'd say they sunk their own hopes the moment they mutinied against us. I won't risk another mutiny sailing back with them.
And what would they be sailing back to? But their old date with the gallows.
You see, Jim, it's a kind of mercy. Now, let's go in and get fed and get rested. We raise anchor in the morning.
Jim, you coming?
Yes.
Ghost you'll be. Ghost before long. Ghost like old Ben Gunn.
Why? Where? Here. Oh, still here. Still here. Oh, my head. You still asleep? Lads? Huh? Asleep? Oh. What's that? There. A ship. Oh, yes. Yes. Boys. Boys, wake up. It's a ship. It's a ship. Wait. Wait, it's our ship. The Española. Coming to save us. Wake up. Wake up. There. There. The Hispaniola. Coming to rescue us. Sailing. Right, boy.
What?
Sailing away.
No.
Wait. No. I don't know. Wait. No. We're here. Here, stop. Wait. Don't go without us. Don't leave us. No. We'll have you last aboard. What do I say? Wherever you say, we come back. Look. There. It's Silver. They're taking Silver. Damn you, Silver! Damn you!
Silver, come back!
Jack, come back!
Here!
Silver!
Let me get a shot at him. Let me... Damn it, miss! Silly grins. Him and that devil parrot. Come back!
Come back, Silver!
Where you come Silver! Back?
Oh, no. Oh, no. They're leaving us. There.
Help! Come back!
Heaven help us. In hell. Oh, heaven help us.
Oh, come back!
We're doomed.
Oh, Silver!
When next I looked out, they had disappeared from the strand. And that spit of land had itself almost melted out of sight in the growing distance. Before noon, the highest rock of Treasure Island had sunk into the blue round of sea.
Order steady! Steady, I says! It's only a wind and a bunch of bloody waves. Steady, I says!
We were so short of men that everyone on board had to bear a hand. The captain lying on a mattress in the stern and giving his orders. We laid her head for the nearest port in Spanish America. for we could not risk the voyage home without fresh hands. And as it was, what with baffling winds and a couple of fresh gales, we were all worn out before we reached it.
Jim, you take over. Let Hawkins steer. Yes, Hawkins. The boy at least knows where he's at. Sail of the wave, Jim. With the wave. Show him the man you are.
It was just at sundown when we cast anchor in a most beautiful landlocked gulf and were immediately surrounded by shore boats full of Negroes and Mexican Indians selling fruits and vegetables. The sight of so many good-humoured faces, the taste of the tropical fruits, and above all the lights that began to shine in the town, made a most charming contrast to our bloody sojourn on the island. While the squire and the doctor went ashore to seek fresh hands for the journey home, I was left on guard duty. There was some long while in returning, long enough for the whole glittering port to settle into a warm and tranquil hush. After so many recent adventures and dangers and demands upon the matter and spirit of me, I found it hard myself to keep awake. Until...
What? Who's that? Who's there?
Who's that? Shoot him, Dad! Shoot him, Dad!
Quiet, bird, quiet.
Silver?
That you, Jim?
Yes. What are you doing?
Doing, Jim?
With that sack.
Sack? Oh, this.
Pieces of egg, pieces of egg.
That sounds like money.
No more than my share, Jim.
Your share? The squire and the doctor said you weren't to have a share.
So they did, yeah. So I took it myself. It ain't much, Jim. 400 guineas. Plenty left.
And where are you taking it?
Over the side, into the gig. A short ways up the coast. I got old friends on this coast. Friends who can help me get where I needs to be.
Which is where?
I got a wife out there, Jim, waiting patient for me. For such wealth as I can bring her, which ain't half the wealth she deserves. In some warm shadow I'll find her. Expectant. Them wide dark eyes of hers, sad and wise and warm and welcoming. Understanding all that's wrong and right with me as no other soul ever has. She's blacker, Jim, than any woman you'll see in this port. Black like the shadow between dark green trees in the deepest jungle. Black like that soft, sweet place in the night a restless man can finally sleep. She was treasure once, Jim. Some other squire had his men snatch her from the home she knew, selling her off for a slave off Bristol Dock. Well, old Silver here had suffered enough himself thereabouts, and had a little extra cash in hand that week, and bought her for a lover, not a chattel. And it was the only worthwhile thing I ever did with money. For all I've wasted my life chasing it, I chase nothing now but her, Jim. And the money in this sack, which ain't much, is money enough.
Money enough, pieces of eight, money enough.
I can't let you, Silver, you know I can't.
What's that, Jim?
I'm on night watch. It's my duty to guard the ship and all that's on it. With this pistol the captain gave me.
Then it's fortunate you didn't see me, Jim.
I see you right now. Right in front of me.
No, you don't. You were up the other end of the deck. Watching for the squire and the doctor rowing back. Old John Silver, meanwhile, he's a slick and devious old pirate. Slipped away in the night so silent, not the sharpest-eared sentry would have heard him. Ain't your fault?
That's just another of your stories, Silver. And I'm too old and I've seen too much to be taken in by your stories anymore.
Not old enough and sour enough, surely, to shoot a friend.
Is that what you are?
Ain't that what I've been this whole voyage long?
I've seen you murder.
You ain't seen me murder you.
Not, I'm sure, for want of trying.
No, Jim. I never tried that. It should have been like murdering my own wild boyhood, and where would that have left me?
Someone should have murdered you in boyhood. Perhaps the world would have been a safer place.
No, it wouldn't, Jim. The world has worse pirates than me. Ask your masters how much of Ben Gunn's treasure they'll grant to Ben himself.
What?
That's for them to answer, not me. I'm a lesser pirate, end of the day. And end of this day sees me gone.
No, stay.
I stayed too long already. Don't trust all that I'm sailing with. Some grand fellows in this world has the gallows in their eyes. No low-born man's ever comfortable with that.
Stop, I'll shoot.
No, you won't. I trust you, at least.
I will, I'll...
You see? Best way to know when you've got a real shipmate, Jim, point a gun at him and see if the trigger pulls. Maybe one day, shipmate, we'll sail across one another again, and maybe by then you'll know the man you are, and you'll know why you couldn't put a bullet in this man here. That's a day I'll look forward to, Jim, if it ever happens. The seas is wide, and the treasure well hid. Come on, you stinking bird.
Where's the bloody treasure?
No, don't. Don't go. Don't go.
Jim? Jim, what's the commotion, Jim?
Commotion? There's no...
Where's Silver?
Silver?
He's missing below stairs. There's a hole cut clean through the bulkhead to the cabin where we're keeping the...
Captain?
What's that, down there?
Down where?
In the water. Give me that pistol.
What?
Give it.
No.
What?
Here.
And thank you. Now, where?
I can't see anything.
In the dark, nor can I. Well, if it was him, I suppose we ought to be glad of getting shot of him so cheaply. He was a bad fellow, Jim.
Yes.
As black as those waters.
I suppose.
You suppose?
I...
You're a good lad, Jim.
I am.
In your line, but... I don't think you and me will go to sea again.
You don't?
There's them in this world that sail straight, and them in this world that sails wild. I know which I am, and I know which Silver is. But, Jim... I'm not sure either of us could be sure of you. Maybe you're not so sure yourself.
The only sailing I'm doing now, Captain, is sailing home.
Home? Well, I'll sail with you that far.
Hello there!
There's the doctor and the squire. I'll do the explaining, shall I?
I prefer that.
I'm an old man, Jim, with more than one bullet in him. And less than his fair share of the treasure. I'll play on their sympathy.
I say, anyone awake there?
Coming! Lower the gangplank, lads!
Well, we got a few good hands on board, made a good cruise home, and the Hispaniola reached Bristol just as Mr. Blandley was beginning to think of fitting out her consort. 5 men only of those who had sailed returned with her. Drink and the devil had done for the rest.
Bristol? Is that... Bristol? English Bristol, British Bristol, back home Bristol. Is it?
It is, Ben. Welcome home.
Home? Is there goats?
There's a few goats, yes.
And cheese?
There's the most enormous quantity of cheese.
I ain't such a bad soul, is I, old Ben Gunn?
You've earned this, Ben, at the very least.
I have. I have. Home. Home, home. Old Ben's home.
How will he survive, Doctor?
He survived back there, didn't he?
This island has its own dangers.
I'm sure. A few country boys might make him a butt, but we'll keep an eye on him.
How much?
How much? What?
How big a share of treasure did you give him?
Oh, we've looked after him.
How much?
It was a private transaction among gentlemen, Jim.
How much?
A clean £1,000.
Out of 700,000?
That was Silver's figure. It worked out slightly less than that.
Slightly?
Minus expenses, mine and the squire's.
How much did you take?
That is certainly not a question to ask of a gentleman.
What I mean is, Ben found the treasure, carried it to safety all by himself, the whole weight of it, over however many days and weeks. So it wasn't there for the pirates.
Without him, Silver and the rest might have had it all.
And we all owe the fellow a great debt. But don't you see, Jim? Paying off that debt to the tune of anything more than £1,000 would do the fellow more harm than good.
Would it?
Look at him. Today he has £1,000. In 3 weeks, perhaps two, it'll be spent or lost, and he'll be back begging for more, which I'll give him, but in a more manageable quantity. There are sound scientific reasons why some in this world are rich and some are poor. It comes down to character, and no amount of piracy can counterbalance that. No pirate ever died rich.
Unless he pretended he wasn't a pirate at all.
What? Jim! What? Jim, come back! Come back here! Who was it put you up to saying these ludicrous things? Who was it, Silver? Was it, Jim? Silver!
Silver lives here. Why shout about silver when our pockets groan and pop with gold? It's been a profitable voyage for all the momentary upsets.
Profitable? Yes, I suppose.
You suppose? Oh, come, we must do it again.
Again?
We'll be masters of the seas. Who can match us? Yo-ho-ho and a... Where was young Hawkins going?
Is that midden emptied? Hello in there. Am I the only soul doing any work at this inn? Boy, you hear me? I want the... Oh, where is that lad? Where...
Hello, Ma.
No.
Yes, Ma.
It can't be.
But it is.
You're not him. No. Not my Jim.
If I'm not him, then who am I?
My Jim was a boy. My innocent, blushing and bonny boy. You? You're some sea-roughened young man, a stranger. Of course, assault and bloodied like a buccaneer. Scares the life of me just looking at you.
But it's me, Ma. All the same.
Of course it is. Come here, my boy. Come here.
Oh, Ma. Such a long way it was. There and back.
Well, back you are. So don't you fret. Back to stay, aren't you? Jim, to stay. Jim, Jim. Look at me, Jim. Not at those damn waves. Jim.
And so I am home. The familiar walls of the Admiral Benbow tight around me. The ocean but a low and regular drone outside my window. But oftentimes as I lie restless in my old bed, that sound sets me dreaming. Dreaming of being back aboard the Hispaniola, sailing once more for that accursed island. And there it is, suddenly grey and steep and jagged upon the horizon. And I am walking across that plateau, strewn now with the bones of more than one man. Far more. For soon, it seems there are more splintered bones amid the grass than there are blades of that grass.
Nine. 189. Oh. 990.
And then I am in Ben Gunn's cave. Ben himself crouched in a corner, counting his way through a heap of mouldy coins.
Oh. 991. 992.
While bats flap over my head. But is it merely bats? No. There in the furthermost corner, the shadowiest depths, a great hunched figure flaps itself upright. What is it? An old green bird with lice-ridden feathers, older than the devil and grown immense with the proportions of nightmare? Or a man's leering skeleton, the old bones all green with mould, wriggling itself upright to fright the living? Is it Captain Flint, or... Captain Flint? And I start upright in bed, the sharp voice of Captain Flint still ringing in my ears, finding myself safe once more between the walls of the Admiral Benbow. But as the birds' cries fade, the sound of the surf on the shore outside continues, ceaseless, on, on, through the night, and I struggle back to sleep, knowing the waves will one day carry me far from here, on some other voyage, after some other treasure, whatever its cost in life or death.
Listening to Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson, an Audible original drama dramatized by Marty Ross, directed by David Beck, starring Philip Glenister, Garen Howell, Daniel Mays, Catherine Tate, and Owen Teal. Also featuring Stephen Critchlow, James Doherty, Peter Gold, Edward Harrison, David Holt, Matthew Dewar, Gerard McDermott, Paul McEwen, Harry Myers, Greg Page, Richard Reed, Mark Straker, and Ben Whitehead. Theme music composed by Dennis King. Incidental music composed by Francesco Quadrioropolo. Vocal edit by Tushari King. Sound design by Joe Richardson. Casting by Audible Studios. Broadcast assistant, Jack Bowman. Runner, Lise Mick. Production coordinators, Nicola Wall, Yuki Palmer, and Imogen Papworth. Production recorded by Joe Richardson at Audible Studios, London. Produced by Marielle Runaker Temple for the Wireless Theatre Company, London. Executive producers, Katie Arlett and Rebecca Fenton for Audible. Commissioning editor, Rebecca Fenton for Audible Originals. A Wireless Theatre Studio production for Audible Originals 2017.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.